Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Niels Faché, Vice President and General Manager, Design and Simulation at Keysight Technologies. Niels is responsible for Keysight's design and simulation portfolio. Welcome to the podcast, Niels.
Thank you so much, Dan. Thanks for the opportunity to join your podcast. I also would like to thank your listeners for their interest.
Great. So, Niels, you've been at the helm of Keysight's EDA business for over a year now. We've met several times, but you're no stranger to the industry. Tell us about your personal EDA beginnings, your career background, and Keysight journey to this point in time.
Yes, thank you, Dan. So my current EDA role is indeed a return to my roots as an EDA entrepreneur. If I may go back in time, after I completed my PhD in electromagnetic field simulations at the University of Ghent in Belgium, I had the opportunity to work as a consultant for Hewlett-Packard in Santa Rosa, California. And it was during that time that I connected my technology and academic background with high-frequency circuit design applications. With the support from HP, I founded a startup, Alphabet, not to be confused with Alphabet. The company was based in Belgium and developed HP Momentum, a widely used electromagnetic field solver for planar circuits, such as printed circuit boards and integrated circuits. After a successful product launch in partnership with HP, the company was acquired by HP's EDA business. That was in the mid-90s. Today, most of the startup team is still with the business and the team has been greatly expanded. We're now all part of Keysight, a spin-off from Agilent, which was spun off from HP in 99. So we're two spin-offs removed from HP. And we changed our name twice, but our portfolio traces back to the original Hewlett-Packard. Since we launched Momentum almost 30 years ago, it has obviously been greatly improved. Along with its derivative products, it's part of Keysight's design and simulation suite today. Now, since I joined HP in the mid-90s, I've been in several functional and general management roles at HP, Agilent, and now Keysight, covering product lines such as signal analyzers and wireless communication testers. I've also managed our instrument remarketing business and service portfolio practices. And all of these roles have allowed me to gain a broader perspective of the many ways Keysight solutions are enabling customers to design and test their products, products that are used to connect and secure the world. And so now I've come full circle, and I'm very excited to be back in EDA. While I followed the industry from a distance in my other roles, it's still a fascinating and unique experience to get back in the business and catch up on two decades of industry progress. It's also a great time to be working on an EDA portfolio within Keysight as our customers pursue digital transformations that connect the various phases of their product life cycles, including design and test. And I bring expertise and experience to my role from both the design and the test domains.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I don't think there's a better time or there has ever been a more exciting time to be in EDA. You know, I started in EDA when I first joined the industry in the early 80s. And, you know, I grew up with HP and Keysight, of course. And so, that's a great background. You know, it seems that Keysight EDA is a well-kept secret in the industry, even though it has a 40-year history of EDA innovation. Tell us about your business history and fundamentals. You know, what customer base and markets do you serve? What products do you offer? And what customer problems do you solve?
Yeah, thank you, Dan. So our industry heritage goes back to the 80s. You know, in those days, HP design teams recognized the need for virtual prototyping and simulations to design and build industry-leading RF and microwave test equipment. That is what HP was known for. So HP developed a design and simulation platform called Microwave Design Systems, or MDS, for its own design community and then commercialize the platform and enter the EDA markets. So our in-house design and test experience and expertise have always guided our EDA tool development. We're not only bringing advanced simulation technologies to our portfolio, but also critical measurement science know-how from literally decades of test industry experience. And that's a unique position. No other EDA company offers these proven and practical end-to-end design and test capabilities under one roof. And that sets our customers up for first-pass success with our designs. Now, you asked about the markets we serve. So we provide high-speed, high-frequency design, simulation, and test solutions for our customers in different markets, such as semiconductors, aerospace defense, wired and wireless communication, and automotive industries. And we do it with an open solutions approach, meaning that our tools interoperate with other best-in-class tools from EDA ecosystem partners. As such, our customers can count on us to put the right design flows in place for their needs. Within these markets we serve, we address the needs of several types of designers, ranging from device modeling engineers, designers working on RF, millimeter wave, mixed signal IC designs, working on RF board and modules, RF system designers, designers of high-speed digital and communication systems, and power electronics designers. We provide a platform called PathWave Advanced Design Solutions, and it covers the needs of these different types of designers. Our key areas of focus include device modeling, circuit, electromagnetic, and thermal simulations, RF communication path system design, and we do it all in an integrated workflow in combination with other tools.
Okay, got it. So I saw you at the TSMC function, the lunch for OIP, and you received the award for Partner of the Year from TSMC for joint development in RF design solutions. Congratulations, that's quite an honor. So can you tell us a little bit about Keysight's relationship with TSMC? What is your foundry strategy for silicon and compound semiconductors, and why are these relationships important to your business?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Dan. So first of all, we have a long-standing relationship with TSMC. We have supported their RF technology roadmap for a number of years. That roadmap is made up of several technology nodes for RF designs. That includes 4G and 5G transceivers, 5G millimeter wave front-end modules, wireless LAN, Bluetooth, automotive radar modules. So we offer process design kits, RPDKs, in those nodes. And those PDKs can then be used in combination with our circuit and EM simulators. Actually, I'd like to highlight, you know, one other partnership in this context. We have collaborated with Synopsys on the integration of our Golden Gate circuit simulator and RF Pro electromagnetic simulator into Synopsys' custom compiler environment, which is a custom IC design environment. And we have validated that integrated flow for two different TSMC nodes. There's an RF node, N6RF, and then there is a millimeter wave node, 16FFC, or FinFET compact technology node. And both of these design flows are great examples of ecosystem collaboration to help our designers achieve success with these advanced technology nodes. And of course, we wouldn't be Keysight if we hadn't compared simulation results with actual on-wafer device measurements to show the accuracy of simulations. Now, our advanced design system is not only endorsed by TSMC, but by many leading silicon and 3-5 foundries for the design of high-performance RFICs and MMICs in various technology nodes. As I said before, we support these nodes with process design kits in a way that our common customers can be confident to achieve design success with our tools. So our relationship with these foundries is foundational, you know, to our shared success as we provide design and simulation technologies. We will actually often work proactively with foundries on new technology nodes so that our tools are ready when customers start new designs in these new nodes. So TSMC has definitely been an important relationship for us, but we also work with other foundries such as Samsung, Intel, GlobalFoundries, Tower Semi, WIN, and UMC.
Right. Yeah, you guys are in a unique position because Keysight is the only test and measurement company to offer an RF EDA product line. So what are the pros and cons of being a design software business inside the leading test and measurement instrument and hardware provider in the world? You know, what does having metrology expertise allow you to offer to semiconductor companies and designers that maybe other EDA companies can't offer?
Yeah, no, very interesting point, Dan. You know, we believe that we have a distinct advantage in developing our EDA tools because we have power users throughout our different instrument businesses who exercise our tools every day in designing some of the world's most complex chips and systems, including equipment that is used for 5G testing. So as Keysight strives to be first to market with its instruments, we closely support that initiative, and that really helps our EDA customers. For example, as an EDA business, we work closely with all the major industry players in the 5G wireless ecosystem, and now we're already engaged in 6G research. Now, earlier we talked about, you know, our HP roots, but we're actually a very different company today. HP was a hardware-centric software company, while Keysight has a portfolio of software-centric solutions. Our software portfolio is actually over $1 billion, you know, which makes us a very large software company on a global scale. And that portfolio is part of an overall business that is larger than $5 billion. And our EDA business has led the way in this business transformation. And we leverage expertise across the organization to bring new technologies and methods to markets faster. For example, we constantly incorporate new measurement signs in our simulation solutions that makes them more accurate and more reliable. So really, we believe that we're the only EDA vendor that has this depth of technical expertise and knowledge. You know, we go beyond intelligent system design to ensure success across the entire product development lifecycle. We connect design and test through digital threads and workflows, and that's how we believe that customers will meet the challenges ahead with the end of Moore's Law, the rise of heterogeneous integrations such as 3D ICs, and then domain-specific architectures. So we really know what it means to design for context, and we're well-positioned to help our customers achieve better outcomes. You know, one final point, as we're part of the largest D&M company in the world, one of the more challenging aspects of our business is to maintain an EDA industry brand awareness. Now, we've been working to improve our EDA brand visibility this past year, and you know, I think we're starting to see the results of that. And you can expect to see more from Keysight EDA software in 2023. For example, we will return to DAC as an exhibitor, and we look for ways to make technical contributions to various industry forums, such as the Silicon Integration Initiative, or SI2.
Right. You know, we've also been working with you for the better part of a year now, and it's generated a lot of great content and a lot of readership. Your average read is above normal, so definitely people want to hear more about your company. One thing I wanted to get clear, though, is do you guys use your own tools when you design chips for the test and measurement hardware internally?
You know, the short answer is yes. To be first to market and build the best performance test equipment, we use our EDA tools. They're a critical enabler for our business success. So the relationship between the EDA and test equipment product lines is highly synergistic. For example, we will work together on new memory standards, such as DDR5. And that starts early on in pre-standard development, collaboration in standards bodies. We reuse IP across the design and test products, and we collaborate with industry leaders. So we can offer a complete design to test workflow and engage customers with a total solution approach. You know, additionally, Keysight designs its own proprietary semiconductor ASICs and MMICs. And these are specially customized for our test and measurement equipment. Every performance product in our portfolio has custom MMICs. These are designed in-house with our EDA tools and manufactured in our proprietary indium phosphide and gallium arsenide fab. So our signal processing and data converter ASICs, they give us a sustainable edge. No other test equipment company is able to do this. And that's enabled by our EDA tools. ADS, our advanced design system, actually became the first and only RF design environment for RFIC, RF module design, and PCB, printed circuit board co-design, including circuit simulation, electromagnetic simulation, and multi-technology assembly. And this enabled the industry-leading RF module suppliers to dramatically improve productivity and design efficiency. Our internal customers have given us those crucial insights that have led to this value proposition. You know, one final point I'd like to make is around design for reliability. That's nothing new at Keysight. As you can imagine, our instruments have very stringent lifetime requirements. We have incorporated a lot of best practices into our product lifecycle over the years, and that has contributed to a lot of improvements in our design tools. You know, our internal users and our customers are increasingly interested in making sure circuits stay within electrical and thermal limits. And while that might sound easy, it's actually quite challenging, especially if you look at, for example, operating environments for instruments. So increasingly, when you look at a system, it's not just about the ICs. It is a much more interconnected system through different packaging technologies. And that all needs to be modeled and simulated, and that is, you know, that is quite challenging. And so we have the design tools to help customers with it, and we have used the tools internally, and so we have learned a lot from those internal experiences.
Yeah, that's a huge advantage, using your own tools. You know, I can't you know, state that, you know, stronger. It's just it's a huge, huge advantage. So thank you for your time, Niels, and I hope to talk to you again soon, get another update.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dan.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.